Yes, sir. We're staying alive. Hi, everyone. I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is Let's Create a Better World. Today, a great show on predictions on the current administration, Trump, all the things going on with him and his future, as well as weather, all the things going on in various parts around the country, all the patterns, maybe a little climate change talk. But we've got a great guest, Vicky Gay, world-renowned psychic and medium. She'll be on. Want to say that we're on every Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern time, and this show is all about health. It's all about holistic health, all the new things going on with all the new machinery, equipment coming in. More people are into natural products. We talk about that a lot. We also talk about, as today's show is, the future. We also talk about the changes for the better in this world, as well as solutions for the things going on wrong. So we have a packed show today with a great, great guest. For the next 2 weeks, here's what we've got. For the next few weeks, on April the 25th, again, these are all Wednesdays at 5 o'clock Eastern time, Luann Panessi, who we all know, if you're a regular here on this show now, and she works with Gary Null very closely at PR, at Gary Null and Associates. She does the retreats. He's a world-class nutritionist and healer. All right. Then on May the 2nd, we'll have a show on the Age of the Goddess with Veronica Gabrielle, all about the new femininity power that's breaking out. It's probably the number one movement going on in this country and the world. We're going to talk about a lot of that on May the 2nd. That's 3 weeks from today. Today is Wednesday, April the 11th, 2018, and I am very excited about today's show. Here is what we have coming up right now. Let me introduce her. First of all, she was voted, her name is Vicky Gay, voted the world's best medium and psychic on January 5th, 2017 in New York City. Over 17,000 light workers, over 17,000, she was number one out of all that. And she's also number one on two other major surveys. Then there's, once we get started with the, after I introduced her, I want her to talk about the criminal case that she did recently that is very exciting. So welcome to the show, Vicky. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's wonderful being on the show.
Well, I'm so happy that you're on the show. And we're going to talk, as we said earlier, about the Trump administration, all things going on with him and his future. Then we're going to talk about weather that's going on all around the country, because it's been crazy, as you know, we all know. But first, could you tell our listeners anything else you want to tell about yourself? But what intrigues me is what happened with this missing girl, and you were called on to come and help out. Tell listeners what happened with all that.
Well, I received this phone call where this woman couldn't find her daughter, and she called me from Michigan. And I do phone readings, and so I went to work with her in looking for her daughter. And it wasn't, I'm sorry to say that I did find her, but I didn't find her alive. And I did this over the phone by describing the different areas that I saw her daughter and the things that happened to her daughter. It was like watching a horror movie. That's how I see I get visions, and it's like watching a movie, and then I'm in the movie. And as I go along and see everything that's happening, and this woman literally was told by spirit where her daughter was, well, where different parts of her daughter were. She went to the police department and had friends there. They got dogs, went out there to the locations, and found the missing, the pieces. Then it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible, the worst thing that I've ever had to work on to see all of that. In visions, I cannot even imagine if it was in person. But then afterwards, I went on to help her find the murderer, and he is now in prison.
Oh, good. He deserves it. My God. You know, you do a lot of unusual things, and you've been called upon to help. Tell us some more interesting things that you've been, before we get into our main topics, other interesting things that you've been asked to look for or to do or to find. As I know, you're a great psychic, and that's why you're on this show. Tell us a little more about that.
Okay. So this, in that situation that I just told you about, this was a mother looking for her daughter. So this was on a personal level, and this happened in Michigan. Now, another time I worked with the FBI, there was a gal missing in Reno, Nevada, and they had been looking for her and were all at a dead end. So they called me in, and I went to the girl's house, and there were more than 50 people in there. If you can imagine a house that small, and I did a reading, a connection for the uncle, and in order to try to locate the girl. And in that reading, I picked up enough information about the criminal that it came out in the whole reading was on the front page of the newspaper, but they didn't put on there who the reading was by or anything like that. And they were able to pinpoint this was a rapist. But again, this young woman was killed, but it stopped that whole situation because he was attacking one female per month, and they were able to go back each month and look at the description of the girls, and they were able to find him as well.
Wow.
I know that it's hard, and these are very hard cases, but it puts a stop to criminals and some other female getting attacked and killed.
Well, that's ugly.
So in both cases, they're captured.
Good. For our listeners, we are speaking with Vicki Gay, nationally renowned medium and psychic, and three different surveys called her the best of the world. And one of them was over 17,000 light workers. Excuse me. And Vicki has a great reputation and has done a lot of great work, as you just heard. But I want our listeners to know, and you can say something on this too if you'd like, Vicki, that, you know, some people, more and more people are understanding some of the spiritual things, some of the things that we were talking about today, being a medium, being a psychic. They think that it's a quack or it's crazy, and how can you predict things, you know. But it's real. I know that, because this is why I have you on the show, because I have been myself around some of the great people that have actually, they have a gift. It's a clairvoyant gift, and it's real, and it works. And that's why I'm just really happy to have you on to let our listeners know what we're talking about. So you can say something on that if you like, but also let's get into the thing about President Trump and his administration. What's going on now, and what do you think for the future? Take your time on this.
As far as this being real, when people get a reading, the first thing I do is get validation. If I'm tapping into a particular person that is here on the physical and I want to see what they're into and how they relate to them, the first thing I get is their personality and words that they would say and so forth. And if I'm going to connect with a person that is crossed over, I do the same thing. It's like the same as when you make a phone call, who is it? And so I get that information, and then I do the reading. So then people believe, and they will more and more. And one of my predictions is that people are going to resort more and more to psychics, mediums, and seers, because they're going to start using every tool that they can in order to make their lives better.
It's happening now.
It is.
I'm seeing the field grow, and people are accepting it and understanding it more and more and more, as well as other unusual ways of doing things. But go ahead.
Used to in the past, my clients were very private about their readings. And so I'd have a client and I'd do readings for them, but now they refer me. Before, they wouldn't tell anybody they were getting readings, and that's changing. So that does tell you that more and more people are believing, and they're not shy about it either.
Vicki, can I ask you how long you've been doing this? You give me a general
professionally,
number.
Professionally, about 25 years.
Okay, but you were doing some of this before that. In other words, you were doing it on your own.
It runs practice. In my family.
Oh, great. Well, that helps. That doesn't hurt. Well, let's get into the issue of Trump, his current status, what's going on in the country, and what's the future hold for this.
Well, Trump is. I've written 3 prophecy books, and so I'm going to take some things out of there. And if you have any questions or things that you want me to elaborate, just chime in, because we want to find out as much as we can, because I can get stuff along the way. Spirit is with me now. So we have lots on the weather, but we're going to do now. What I picked up on Trump is that a lot of what he does, this is in Quatrain 148, Donald Trump will not let the cat out of the bag until the right time, the last minute. Mm. His timing is successful in his release of what is done. So what he does, what I pick up that he does is he works behind the scenes to let's say that there's something wrong and he doesn't find a way to correct it. He will build the laws that surround that. He will he'll work on everything that has to do with that area and then connect his dots, and then he takes his steps in order to get what he wants done. And that quatrain was, I wrote that back in my first book. And so, even that incident that just happened where he wanted a wall built. And so, the wall wasn't being built, you know, there in between Mexico and America. And so he wasn't given money to build a wall. So he sent out troops and built a wall. So he finds his way to be able to do things. And so he works very much behind the scenes. Even though he's not supported, he still gets a job done. So it's, And what I also saw is the more that people try to hurt him, you know, like with all the bad publicity finding something to attack him with, all of those things that the media does, or people, or whoever it is that is trying to hurt him, it always turns around, and it's going to keep turning around to where, okay, let's say that they talk badly about him about sex. He's in the background looking for ways to and laws that those criminals that are in porn and trafficking and all of that, he works on all of those things. They try to attack him with it, but why in the world would he be writing laws against that if he was guilty of any of it? But all the attacks are just helping him, and people don't even realize that.
Right.
He, for some reason, he was the one assigned to by a higher power to take care of this country for now. Right. So the more they do against him, it's like they're helping him instead of succeeding and really putting him down. For a while there, I was concerned that they would wear him down. And not concerned, but I was asking for the prophecy, well, will he get wore down? You know, because if they wear him down, then he will not be able to connect the dots and use his intelligence, right, no matter what high level it is. Right. But it looks like he's got he's fixated at what it is that he wants to make impact on. So it's hard to wear down a person that's that way. For example, let's say that something is, to him, it's not true, and you know, he'll just stamp it as witch hunt or that's dead or this is not working, or, and he just, it's like let's say that you have an office and you've got a pile of things that are important and then other things that are not, and you put file or that it's not important, you know, you just stamp it. And that's what he does with a lot of things that seem to kind of pull him away from the bigger picture. But things that have to do with humanity are the things that are in big focus with him. And it has to do with people making money, people eating, and that they're healthy. And it has to do with how they treat one another. You know, that has to do with trafficking and all those things that hurt one another. And it seems kind of basic, but isn't that what we're all about? I mean, humanity needs to be, it's taking care of the people.
Right.
So the more they try to hurt him, it's just they're kind of wasting their time. And wearing them down, I don't see that that's happening either. So,
right. You know, Vicki, he knows how to get around things. And for our listeners, this is Vicki Gay, world-renowned psychic and medium. And she's been honored and awarded many good things for her work. And she's helped the FBI. She's helped a number of criminal justice people and finding missing people. She does a lot of work. And, okay, you mentioned, we talked about a couple things on Trump as far as his sexual activities, let's say. Stormy Daniels, who is a porn star, and one other former playmate are in lawsuits against him, even though he tried to pay, I think he paid one of them $130,000 to shut up and not talk about the affair they had back about 12 years ago. And the other one, the same thing. He's either tried or they try to keep him quiet, but sometimes women are getting strong nowadays. In fact, I have a show coming up. We're talking about the age of the goddess and how women are getting stronger and stronger, as we all know. But Stormy Daniels, and how is she going to get out of this one? Because one more thing, Vicki, the FBI has come in and they're giving up information about the lawyer, and they're putting all kinds of information on the case to make Trump look bad, from what I'm reading. Your thoughts on that, please.
Well, what I'm picking up is that what'll happen is that right now it may seem like they're ahead on this thing, but I don't see that something's not going to hold up, and I'm picking up that, okay, like she's like, this person is a porn star, right? Now,
right,
all of these other people that are on film doing porn, whether they're underage or of age or or whatever caliber that they wanna plaster on themselves. It's still, all of that is not good. Now, to lure in people in that industry. Okay, they go from prostituting to being a porn star and to do however it is that they, you know, they climb their ladder in that particular business. If you asked any of them, they're all porn stars. And the media has taken this to the level to where they're glorifying porn stars. So, but even the one that hasn't done as many films or hasn't, and did all that they do on film. I mean, they've gone from the level of prostitution to being in porn. But what's giving this a twist is this star. But it has no merit. But I don't see... I just see a white blank of a white piece of paper with nothing on it. I don't see anything is going to come of this. That it's going to interfere with
his work.
I'm seeing there's too much tied back to those people. Especially this one that they've really got her name out there. There's too much in the background.
Right, I know.
And so there's a whole lot more going on that hasn't been revealed yet. So I see, as far as how it hurts the president, I see his paper will be white. It's just a blank piece of paper. They'll have nothing left. They've been looking and looking and looking, and more than they have anybody else. And if they, this is leading up, you know what this is doing? This is leading up. They're attacking him because this is leading up to discovery. This is connecting the dots with people that are in sexual activity at all different levels, including murders and scandals and things that we could not even, or that I couldn't even imagine, because they're fearing for themselves, so they're trying to create something to distract or look yonder is what I see this is all about. And so... At the same time, the president is ramping up laws about sexual abuse and trafficking and all of that. So doesn't it not make sense that I feel like he's going to use all of this in order to round up some criminals?
Round up
criminals. In trafficking and in those areas, and killings and sexual abuse, and it's and not only women, these are not only women involved. It's kids, you know, boys, right. Girls, mm-hmm. women, young men. I see a lot of. There's a lot of horrible stuff in that area that is going on.
Well, Vicky, he seems to get out of every. He finds ways to maneuver around opposition and problems and even people and protests and movements and things that people are trying to. You said it well. I mean, he has a knack for doing this, and he's going to continue to do this and succeed at getting out of these things. But there is
what's happening too is. The areas that he's being attacked on are the areas that other people are guilty in that are busy pointing the finger at him in order to try to save themselves.
Right.
So the very criminals are trying to to say, look at him, he's doing this, he's doing that, because they don't want to be caught. And on the other hand, he's putting situations together to where they will get caught. And but this is, I see this is huge money areas that, so this is, this, these are people that have tons of money to throw at that situation. And mm-hmm. and that's why we're being so blinded.
Well, he's surrounded by money. He picked his top 12 cabinet people that he picked were all billionaires. They were friends of his. He put people in certain categories to take over the country in categories that these people knew nothing about. He's done some crazy, strange things. And your thoughts on that?
He's got so much money. Now, as far as Trump's financial wealth, he has so much money that he's, as far as being president, he's doing this to, he wants to change the country just for, to have a better place, because he likes being an American. He didn't choose to go elsewhere in another part of the world, because if he wanted to, he could just lay back and relax and not have to do all of this and put up with all these things. And that's why the only thing that could get him out of this job that he's taken on is if he was to be wore down, you know, that they kept on and on and on in his attacks and just wore him down. But he's just too organized and too high and highly intelligent to wear him down. So he's gonna, but as far as he's okay, the people with a huge amounts of money that have to do with trafficking and all of that, they have to continue to make huge amounts of money, because they're very, I mean, that's what they're used to, and that's how they make their money. And so they have to continue to work. The president's not making money on the sidelines, like, of any type. So he's not the wealthy one that's coming through here. It's the traffickers, the ones right. that just don't look at life with any value.
They're very bad people, very different. We're speaking to Vicky Gay here on Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias, your host. We're going to talk about weather in a few minutes. But there was something else that was a note I had here. You talked about how they're trying to wear him down, but they can't. But don't you, I mean, if you think they'll never wear him down, tell me that. But I have a feeling, that, Vicky, from what I know and what I've talked to some people that sort of in the know of some about background of what's going on, and that is this, that eventually, especially, people are trying to impeach him. I want your thoughts on that. And also, some people feel he's got no chance to win the presidency when they come up with presidency again. Your thoughts on that, please.
The people never imagined that he'd be president in the first place.
Yeah, that's true.
And he is. I feel like one of his daughters will be involved if the world lasts that long, in order to have another president. I pick up the world has become very, it's been a downslide, and evil is just it's ramping up, and there's just too many signs that we're way into the Book of Revelation. Now, I'm not trying to put religion into all of this, because religion is man-made, but there's a lot of books and a lot of testament so we're in a mess. It's a big mess. The earth is And it seems to be getting smaller with our abilities to be destructive.
Right.
So much is going on. But I do feel that now something else, just a little twist. In Quatrain 192, that in my first book, the out of the three that has to do with prophecy, and it says Antarctica, land of mischief, greed, war over what belongs to all, too great for one, much less for intruders from other worlds or dimensions, toy with what is not theirs. So there's something going on in Antarctica. And then later, that was Quatrain 192. And then later I picked up Quatrain 224, which says a second metal double-sided doors open into a metal storage of gold, certificates attached for all accounted for. Division and distribution is made all at once. Out it goes into the hands of the country's people. A fat man groans with anger at the founders and president too. The fat man dries up with his lies intact. So this is something that I picked up, that I channeled, that the president will be doing. So I feel both of those quatrains are tied together, that it has to do with Antarctica, and there's a bunch of mischief and greed there. And there's a war going on, so there will be, there's going to be gold discovered, and it'll have all the certificates that go along with it, you know, like documents and so forth, and it'll be distributed to the country's people, which is us. Mm. And some fat man groans, I don't know who that is, but he's angry at the founders, and he'll be angry at the president also. So the founders and the president will be involved in making this happen. So it'll be something to look forward to for our listeners. Okay.
One last thing on the president, because I do want to move into our next discussion on weather. But I'm asked by people, and I've talked to, what do you think, he'll be reelected or not? Or do you think he'll be impeached? What's going to happen in the next three years or so?
I feel like what I'm picking up is that he'll lay down his path. He's going to lay down a wide path and that's what his intention is. He's going to lay down a wide path for the next thing to happen in politics, but I don't feel like he'll be. It's not. I think he's just laying down the groundwork. Yeah, that's what I feel. I don't feel that he'll continue.
Okay, that's a good answer.
But he. As far as who's next, I'm not picking that up right now, but I do pick up that he's laying down a wide path. So there's been a lot of awakening there will be, and you know, people will have a lot to think about, but he's putting some things in the right direction, even though it's digging up every single thing that has to do with him, or even having to put up with just a combination of a lot of personal things.
Right. Okay. The next thing, this ties in with weather, but it also ties in with what we've heard from, because one of the things that I've done is, I think about four or five times in the last 5 years, I've had people like yourself come up and give us their predictions and their thoughts and their ideas of what's going to happen. It's very interesting. A lot of us are very interested in what might happen, and this is your work. So here's the question. it's a statement and a question. Several of the people that have been on before came up because a lot of people are doomsayers, and you said a little bit of that yourself about how the world is getting worse and worse and so many things going on, and we can see that. But there are some people like yourself, leaders, and people that are astute in looking at the future and going into not only with the Mayan prophecies, but Nostradamus, that feel that, yes, it's going to be bad for a while, but eventually, and that's hard to say because it's hard to predict time, as we all know, but eventually, and my thought is maybe 20, 25, 30 years from now, and I could be wrong, of course, that there's going to be a turn to the better. The world is going to head towards healing. There'll be more peace and more good things. Spiritual people have thought that, and some of the readers have thought that. And here's what they say, Vicki. They say that when it gets real bad, for example, climate change is on its way. The Arctic is the waters and the weather and the seas, the oceans are getting really bad right now. But here's many of us feel this way, and I'm one of them, that eventually the people, and I had this two real, really good psychics, I felt that eventually the power of the people organizing and movement and just fighting this case and going to the leaders and making them move is going to win in the long run. Your thoughts on that?
As far as the weather, okay, going into the weather,
right?
There will be earthquakes in San Francisco, and I see that they'll go all the way up towards Oregon, and I see buildings smashing and the Golden Gate Bridge rocking and swaying and terrifying 68. And then I also have picked up that the blazing heat will run through the deserts of Nevada and Arizona. And so a lot of people will leave, but then those states are going to come back to be more of a normal. So those that are interested in buying property, if they have the money to buy the property, that would be good investments because Nevada and Arizona will equalize and things will turn back to better weather. Like you said, it'll get worse before it gets better. And in New York, I saw visions of it partly being taken by the sea. And there's a strong, it's a stronghold saves New York for a time. So, but people need to be on the alert so that in the temporary bad situation that they can get out of that and not have a sad fate. So they shouldn't ignore the warnings in that area. Now the eruptions of volcanoes and earthquakes and the fires and all of that is happening and continue to happen, I pick up is these are to change and clean the earth to further sustain humans. It's a purification, and it's going to happen. It'll be happening in four parts. The cycle of purification is going to start in the north. It'll dividing the earth in four parts. Like, let's look at the earth and the top part of the earth. Up at the top to the north will be first. And then the second part of the earth is going to be north, so down towards the bottom. And then the third is going to, then it'll be from instead of left to right, it'll be the other way. So that'll be the third quarter and finally the last. So in four parts, there will be a purification, and that's how I have seen in the prophecy as to how it will happen. And many think that the events are due to weather, which is, a lot of this is happening because of the weather. And it's not global warming. It's clearing of blockage is cleared by these earth changes. So all of this has to happen. It's the earth is just it's moaning and groaning, and it's correcting itself. But the thing is, we're sitting on top of it, so we have to deal with its moans and groans and its rain and thunder and all of those things. But it's just trying to, you know, taking it a step further. You know how we love crystals, and so we're digging up the crystals, we're digging up gems and so forth, and all of those elements are part of how the earth sits and how it works, and so in doing that, we've displaced a lot of the structure, the foundation, the infrastructure of earth, and with its earthquakes and all the different things that tie back into the weather, earth is just trying to repair itself, and it will. So the extreme weather will continue, but it's not that it's the end of the world. It's just that world healing itself. You could even look at it as its own entity. Yeah, it's just trying to fix itself. It's tired of putting a band-aid on itself.
Right, right. For our listeners, this is Vicki Gay, world-renowned medium psychic, won many honors as the best psychic. And I have the highest feeling for her work and what she's done, and from my having talked to her and met her. Okay, so we got to finish up. We've got about 6, 7, 8 minutes. Purification, briefly on that, and you know, you're saying something that, like I said before, some of the thinking is that, yeah, it's going to be a lot of bad things going on, but eventually the purification and the world will make a turn for the better. Is that what you're saying by the word purification and what you just finished saying?
Yes, it will be better. There will, as the years go along, and I'm not talking in 30 years or something like that. I'm talking here as we make these changes and people right. are getting ready and all of this, and mm-hmm. how even at the beginning of the show, how we talked about how more people are realizing that prophecy is real, that right. psychics right. are real, that mediumship is real. And, mm-hmm. and so people's conduit, their brains, they're going to activate, their brains will spark more. And so that being of a higher intelligence, they will be able to, there'll be more and more people will telepathically communicate with each other. Right now, it's a good idea to, you know, like your pets, to send messages to them by creating pictures in your mind as you talk to them, or because if you really pay attention, your pets are responding more by just simply yep. talking to them than giving commands. It's like they're understanding more. And so there's more going on. Also, all these people that are now interested in prophecy and psychic and mediumship, part of it is because something's going on with them too. So they're trying to figure out what that is. So it's happening. It's already happening. People are evolving, and so are people's pets. So if you have a good relationship with your pet, you're going to see that they are of higher intelligence as time goes along. So there's a lot of good happening that will come. But everything has to happen, synchronize, and the world does have to purify. And when it does, then we'll go into portals and dimensions and all those good things.
Good. We've only got a few minutes, so I'm going to ask you for quick, brief one and a half minute answers to two or three things that some of our listeners asked me to ask you. I do meetings here in L.A. with the Gary Noll Health Support Group, and we've had at least 700 people that have come to meetings over the last 20 years. And some of them asked me this because they're worried. Is there going to be an earthquake in Los Angeles? And if so, when might it be? Because the faults are about to break. What are you thinking on that?
When I tuned into that, it almost brought me to tears. So yes, I do feel that there is going to be massive destruction, earthquake. I see tall buildings falling down and the rubble. And I also see that there has been lots of actors. If you pay attention all through the year, there's been a lot of actors that have passed to the other side, and there's going to be a lot more more actors are going to be in demand because we're losing so many people. So I see a lot of death that goes along with all of that.
Well, Mickey, earlier you said San Francisco. You didn't say Los Angeles, Southern California.
No, I was just now tuning into L.A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, all right, let's see. We've got time for very little. Here's another question that I'm being asked, and myself, I'm curious on this too, very much. There are a number of countries that are talking crazy stuff, nuclear bombs and bombing each other, and look at the President Trump against North Korea and against Russia and China. There's so much conversation, and different countries have nuclear warfare where this world could end with one bomb and one touch of the button. There's China, there's Russia, the United States, North Korea, Iran, all have superpower ways of doing devastation quickly because we're coming to the end. Do you think, are we going to be able to get away from, is this going to happen or a nuclear threat, or is this all talk?
It's all talk. It's flexing. They're all flexing their muscles. They're all flexing their muscles. It's all. I'm stronger than you are. But as far as let's shoot them up and do this cowboy style. No, that's not going to happen. I don't see it. It's just all talk, and they're flexing their muscles as I have this and I have that, the power. No, they don't want
to. It's kind of like macho. Macho talk.
The only thing that's going to the main thing that people need to be concerned about is Earth beneath them trying to move back into being to where that it can survive and keep going. It's just not. It's very displaced. Earth is very displaced.
Some of my women guests that are really tuned to women's issues feel that because of all the abuse that's happened by major celebrities, politicians, and sports athletes, men have abuse women so much in this country, and their women are finally waking up, and there's a huge women's movement coming up. But women all feel, I know several have told me that this thing between President Trump and the North Korean, it's just talk. It's macho talk. I'm tougher than you. I'm stronger than you, and you better do what I say. Otherwise, I'm going to do something crazy. That's how they're talking, and it's the male macho syndrome going on here. And does that make sense? Briefly.
Yes, that's exactly what I was saying. Yes, you got that right. That is correct.
Wow, this is great. You've been wonderful, Mickey. Give your contact information. And also, if you have a book or two you want to tell our listeners about, take about a minute or a minute and a half. Just give. And when you read your contact information, please read it slowly so that we have people that say some of the guests talk too fast. So we can get this. And if people want to contact you, they can do so. Slowly but surely.
Well, I've got three books on prophecy, and they're called Prophecy 100 because there's 100 prophecies in each one. And then I have a book titled Guidance. And that book is 20 years in about over 250 pages. So there's a lot of information in that. And it's about psychic mediumship and so forth. My name is V-I-C-K-I-E is my first name. And my last name is Gay, G-A-Y. So you could put that into the computer and put run it together, VickiGay.com, or mail, if you want to email me, just put mail at VickiGay.com. So just remember my name is Vicky without I-E and last name is Gay. And so Vicky Gay, and you'll find me. My books are on Amazon. If anyone has questions, feel free to email, call, or their best way to contact me. I don't hide or anything like that. I am available to the public, and I will answer and help in any way. I love people. And my phone number is 415-244-6321.
Vicky, that's one of the things I like about you. You really want to help people. You really want to make this a better world, and that's what my show is all about. You mentioned mail, and for the listeners, on your email address is mail, not to any
others,
not email, but mail, right?
Mail,
okay. Okay. And you get all your information out. So this is wonderful. I'd like to have you on again in the future, talk about some of this, what we talked about today, and maybe a few other issues, because you are really good, Vicky. I admire you, and I think you do great work. And I do tell the listeners, if you have any questions, call her or email her to just get to know her, because she really cares and she does want to help people. Right, Vicky? I know you do.
I do. And none of this are my personal views. It is what I picked up, and I give it like I get it. So I come from truth.
And
I love you all.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Take care.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful being in your energy and speaking with you and getting this done.
And you gave us a great bit of information that was just super. Thank you.
And I'll see you. I'd love to come back on. So
we'll be in touch. For sure.
All right. You'll be on. Enjoy. You'll be on. Thank you so much. Blessings.
All right.
And blessings to all that hear these words.
Beautiful. All right. Isn't that wonderful? And Vicky is a great person. That's why she's on this show. And she really is good at it. If you notice, when I was talking to her, she would hesitate for a minute because it has to come to her. And she gets the word, and she has a clairvoyant. Some people are able to pick up things. And I know this because I've met and talked to and worked with a number of people that are like her. But she's one of the absolute best, if not the best, currently that's out there. That's the show. And for the next 2 weeks, here's the shows that we're going to have briefly. We're going to have on the 25th of this month, 2 weeks from today, Luann Panessi, who's been working with Gary Null, and she does the retreats, and she does a lot of great health work. Then 3 weeks from now, we'll talk about the age of the goddess, women's issues that are happening more and more on a spiritual level. And eventually, we're going to talk about more and more things with health. So let me thank everybody that's been on this show and has been helping us. And first of all, I want to thank our guest, Vicky Gay, a renowned psychic medium. I want to thank the PRN staff, Jesse, the director, and also Alex, our engineer. And special thank you to Gary Null for this station and allowing me to do the show here. I really love doing this show and want to continue and get the best of the best people on this show. I'm not through yet. After the thank yous, engineer, I want to also give out two more phone numbers. Then I want to thank our people that work with me on this show, Let's Create a Better World, and that is Stuart Hassel, also Greg, and also Lydia. And finally, we have a new person, and I want to thank her especially. She did a lot of work this past week, Lily, who is really good at a lot of things, and I can't thank Lily enough for coming in, being able to help out, because two of our people have had some major problems and haven't been able to help me as much. So, and anybody out there, by the way, I'm going to give my phone number out. If you are interested in helping keep this show going and me with my work, and believe me, there'll be good things for you. So call me at 323 770-1925. Or you can also call the archives and hear my past five shows on 701-719-0994. Thank you all, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Wander by wonder, over sideways and under, on a man.